The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you are Abraham's children, you will be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Apostle?
Apostle, okay, that's kind of a type of a disciple.
Follower?
Follower, very good. A follower. And if you're a disciple of Jesus, who are you supposed to be a follower of?
God.
God, Jesus, right? Now, a follower of Jesus, when Jesus was doing his ministry, different people followed him. Some people followed him just to watch his miracles, like they go into a magic show. They wanted Jesus to see what Jesus can do. Some people followed him because they wanted the miracle. They wanted to be healed or to do have something from Jesus, ask him for a favor. Some people just followed him and they were like spectators. They're just sitting there listening to what he's saying, and then they moved on, went back to their lives. But a true disciple is someone not just who follows Jesus, but who does also the words of Jesus. They follow what Jesus is teaching. And that was the difference between the true disciples of Jesus and the Pharisees. The Pharisees, they followed Jesus, but they followed him so they can catch him on saying something that's wrong, because they wanted to kill him, to get rid of him. Because what Jesus was teaching was different when they were teaching. Jesus was giving us or teaching a message of love, that we have to love our neighbors, we have to forgive others, we have to help the poor, we have to take time to pray and be with God. The Pharisees were more interested in their power and their authority and have everyone else follow them. So how can we follow Jesus today? Obviously, Jesus is not alive on the earth. How we can follow him?
We can do the stuff that he did.
Okay, we can do the stuff he did. And how do we know what he did?
We can go to Mass consistently and listen to the gospel.
Very good. We have to listen to the words of Jesus, right? We can do what he told us to do if we don't know what he told us. And that's why coming to Mass is important. Because that's where we listen to the words of Jesus. We listen to the word of God in the first reading, a second reading on Sunday, and then in the gospel, these are the words of Jesus. But sometimes we do the same thing. We come to Mass just to sit there and we're not listening. Or we come to Mass because our parents make us do it, or because we feel bad, you know, we should go to Mass. Yeah, the church teaches we should go to Mass. Or we come to Mass and listen, but then go back and not do anything about what we listen. So that's why when we come to Mass, it's very important for us to listen when the word of God is being proclaimed. And sometimes you might hear just like one word that catches your attention, or something Jesus said, or somebody, something someone else said. That's God's special word for you on that day. That's God what's trying to tell you on that day, because God knows what kind of week you had, what's going on, what's bothering you. And he's trying to give you words to help you to make the right decision, to help you to be at peace, or whatever it is. But if we're not paying attention, although we can come to Mass every day and every Sunday, we still are not followers of Jesus. Also, the way we follow Jesus is when we pray. We need to give time for Jesus that he can talk to us. Because if we are all talking throughout the prayer, then how can Jesus tell us something? It's what Jesus tells us is more important when we were trying to tell Jesus. Jesus knows what we need. So part of your prayer, maybe you pray the Our Father, the Hail Mary, or any other prayer, that's fine. But then give yourself a minute or two and say, Jesus, tell me what you want me to hear from you today. Give me your message. Okay, it's kind of like going on your email or on your message, you know, on your phones. If you only send messages and nobody sends you a message, it's not as much fun, right? You want to hear from others. And if we want to be true disciples of Jesus, we need to give Jesus the opportunity to speak to us. But then we know following Jesus is not always easy. Right? It's difficult to live the way he taught us, to love everyone, to do our best. We can't always do that. And that's why when we come to Mass, we don't only hear the word of God, but then we receive the Eucharist, Jesus himself, to help us to obey the words we heard him say to us. We cannot do it on our own. We need Jesus' help. So that's how Jesus gives us his help, when we receive his body and blood at Mass, to help us to become what we heard. People who don't like the message of Jesus, as we heard in the gospel, they were trying to kill him. They're trying to catch something he says that makes them, gives them the, you know, the legal right to crucify him, as we will hear next week as we begin Holy Week. So let's take this time this week, you know, as you prepare for Holy Week, to think about, how are you listening to Jesus? And how are you living what you hear Jesus telling you?